Bumblebee?
Or some of them are black. They're pretty big. Bigger than...
Bigger than a hornet?
No, but bigger than a bee. It may build a nest up on the side of your house.
Well, isn't that a hornet?
Well, what else is there besides hornets that's similar?
Bumblebees and bees?
What about wasps?
Wasp! Oh, wasp, yeah.
Talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Wasp.
And just one would be one.
Wasp. You don't change that. You don't say wasp. But...
something that builds a nest out of dirt or mud.
Dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
I've never had a dirt dauber to sting me. I've never really known them. I've heard people say they would sting, but I've never had known of one to sting.
What's something that, it's yellow and black striped? It's small like a bee.
And it's yellow and black striped.
Do you ever hear of yellow?
Yellow jacket. That's a yellow jacket.
Where do they build their nest?
They build their nest up on, usually, in bushes. They build their nest lots in bushes or up under a thing. Like if you've got a shed out somewhere, a place somewhere. Mm-hmm. I know we had some around there at the back that just stung one of my sons when he was a little boy, just stung him all over. Mm-hmm. There's a yellow jacket nest up under the shed over the pump. Mm-hmm. And he climbed up there. He was sitting up on the, and they just, he kicked that nest and oh my goodness, they just covered it.
That's dangerous.
Oh, yes, it is dangerous.
You had to take him to the hospital?
No, we brought him in the house and bathed him with Alka-Rub and gave him some aspirin and things.
Bathed him with what?
Alka-Rub.
What's that?
That's wood alcohol, you know. That's real good for insect bites, just to wash off with Alka-Rub.
Does that kind of sting?
Well, a little kind of sting, but when after them yellow jackets turned you loose, you're stinging anyway.
Yeah.
And it's cool after you put it on there. It'll sting at first, but has a stinging sensation, and then it's cool.
An insect that hops around in the grass.
Grasshopper?
Did you ever hear them called hopper grass?
No, I always call them grasshopper.
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, stretched across the corner, you might...
Spider web.
Okay.
Oh, yes, you might see one of them around here somewhere.
Would you call it the same thing if it's outside?
Yes, I call them spider web. Where I find it is a spider web.
And he said, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we had gone half a block when it
rained.
Or when it went to rain.
Started to rain.
And say if I had a question, you might say, well, I don't know the answer to your question. You better go what someone else.
Ask someone else. Yeah.
So you say, so then I went and...
Asked.
So you say, you're the second person who
has... I've asked.
Okay. And... Talking about something that you see in your sleep, you say, this is what I...
Dream.
And often when I go to sleep, I...
Dream.
But I can't always remember what I have...
Dreamt.
Okay, but last night, I
dreamed.
And you say, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I...
Woke up.
And you'd ask someone, what time does the movie...
Begin.
You say, it must have already...
Started.
Or it must have already...
Ended.
Or, using the word begin, it must have already...
It must have already begun, huh?
Okay, and 10 minutes ago it...
Began.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called...
The roots.
Huh?
The root.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Oh, yes.
What were some of them?
Well, I can't think right now. But I know people used to use them years ago, but I can't think of the names of any of them now, honey. It's been so long since.
Did you use any with your children?
No, I don't think I did. Seemed like there was something that we used to give them for a cough, but I can't remember what it was now. And I used to give them sassafras tea and all of that stuff, you know.
What was sassafras tea good for?
Well, they claim it's good to thin your blood, like your blood is too thick and you have sores and things. I don't know if any of it worked, but we used it. But I can't think of what was it we used to make that would make a syrup and then take this root from this bush, and it was called. My mother-in-law, now, she taught me most of that kind of stuff.